The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. Lots to talk about. Kay Smyth at the bottom of the hour. Free news with Kay on a Monday. Also, Cassie Garcia, who's running for District 28 Republican, great state of Texas. Looking pretty good for tomorrow, but, you know, Henry Cuellar, the guy's been there since 1987, is really running some nasty ads. And a lot of people will believe nasty ads. Too bad. But we'll talk to her about how things look for tomorrow. Plus, again, we'll have Kay Smyth at the bottom of the hour. Got a lot going on. Got a lot to get to. Plus, we got Kathy Griffin's in trouble again. You got Elon Musk making a move there that has the left freaking out. But they shouldn't be, because they're all very happy about people being suspended and blocked and everything else before this on a Monday. Uh-huh. That's right. Boat Town Monday. Let's go. That is the Chocolate Voice. Carrie, what's going on?
Hello.
What's going on? Hello is what's going on?
That's what's going on.
Wow, is that all I'm getting?
That's it.
Wow, Polo making it happen. Same in the house. Wow. Because of the violent nature of it, and people might not remember this, but because of the violent nature of it, I thought what Kathy Griffin did when Trump was the president would have been suspendable. She was holding a reasonable facsimile thereof, of his head, as he, it's like full of blood. She's holding him up by his hair, and it was horrible. I mean, can't you remember, that was just horrible.
I do remember that, yeah. Kind of hard to forget something like that.
I mean, if Twitter is against violence, promoting violence, this is what they keep on saying, misinformation, disinformation, I mean, that picture was completely inappropriate. Now, if they weren't that site where they just let anything happen, then I'd be okay with it. But they seem to put out the TOS, the terms of service, that only restrict those who are conservative or those on the right. Kathy Griffin is on the far left, so she was able to get away with it. Well, she made one move this past weekend that is not going to be okay, and got herself in trouble. What'd she do?
From The Blaze, comedian and progressive activist Kathy Griffin had her Twitter account suspended on Sunday after violating the social media platform's terms of service. Griffin had been impersonating Elon Musk on Twitter. Griffin altered her Twitter account to make it appear it was Musk's official page. She changed her feature image to the same photo Musk has and renamed her account to Elon Musk. Screenshots show Griffin was also impersonating Musk in her tweets. In the impersonating tweets, Griffin instructed people to vote for Democrats in the midterm elections. Griffin's Twitter account was suspended. Mad Men actor Richard Sumner also had his Twitter account suspended for impersonating Musk. Verified Twitter accounts at Arb and at Chris Warcraft were also suspended. Even before Musk took over Twitter, it was against the social media network's terms of service to impersonate someone. Accounts that impersonate others face profile modifications, temporary account suspension, and permanent suspension. On Sunday, Musk issued a stern warning for anyone thinking about impersonating other accounts. Going forward, any Twitter handles engaging in impersonation without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended, Musk tweeted. Previously, we issued a warning before suspension, but now that we are rolling out widespread verification, there will be no warning.
Okay, so let's break that down in a second. And we will have more interviews from our candidates coming up. Cassie Garcia in a couple of minutes. You can impersonate somebody, because there are several that are impersonating me on social media sites, but it'll say parody, or the name won't be exactly the same. Even if they're stealing my picture, which they do plenty of times, they'll misspell my name on purpose. They'll do something that shows that it's not really me. Plus, and here's the key, they aren't verified. So Kathy Griffin is. That's the problem. So she changes her name to Elon Musk and puts his picture as her picture. It looks like it's Elon Musk because it's a verified account. You know what I mean, Carrie?
I do, yes.
And that's why it's a problem.
Yeah.
And I was glad that he got... Now, he also said, and I don't know if this happened, maybe I'll look her up on Twitter in a second, But he also said, I'll give you your account back for $8. So he wants this $8 a month thing for the verification. You think you should give it back to her?
No.
Let me see. If you're a betting person, I don't know if you are or not. Are you a betting person?
Not really, no.
So you do. So you got a betting problem.
No, I do not have a problem.
I couldn't tell just by your answer. Sounded like you might have.
Oh.
No, it's still suspended. She's still down.
Yeah.
Good. Good for her. She deserves that. And again, it's not funny when you've got a verified check mark that says who I say I am is who I am. That's a problem. Because now you've got several people, and maybe they're looking to get suspended from Twitter anyway. And who said they're leaving Twitter tonight? Was it Oprah or somebody? Somebody's leaving Twitter tonight. But they might come back.
I know Whoopi Goldberg had said.
Was it Whoopi? Is that who said it?
I think it might have been Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg leaves Twitter. What is that? How does that affect my life?
Well, it won't.
But they think, and by they I mean those on the far left who are trying to take action against Twitter or Musk, they think this somehow will hurt the site. It's not going to. I mean, did I miss something? There's nothing there. I'm like, oh my God, I can't go on Twitter anymore. Whoopi's not there. No, you'll have less BS on there, I think, anyway. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. It's the eve of the midterm. I want to hear your thoughts about what's going to happen tomorrow. Are the Republicans going to bring it home like has been predicted now for 2 years? The left is out there hard. They're just, hey, if you vote Republican, you're voting against democracy. Against democracy. They're just saying it. It's not true, but they're saying it. I got with Cassie Garcia a little while ago. And now on the phone line, on the hotline, is Cassie Garcia. She is the Republican nominee for District 28, the great state of Texas. Out there on the border, I mean, her district is so big. Cassie, how many square miles is your district? Do you know?
We have about 330 miles.
That is nuts. It's crazy because you go from the border and you're all the way up to San Antonio, aren't you?
I do. But border is about 330 miles. So border, but yeah, you're right. We're starting the Rio Grande Valley. Starr County goes up to Zapata, Webb County, San Antonio, a little bit of New Braunfels.
Right.
Got some Guadalupe County there too. So yeah, it's 9 counties in this district.
It is vast, and of course I'm guessing the big issue has to be the border. Yes.
It is, absolutely. You talk to any voter in the district, they're talking about the economy, inflation, and an unsecure border.
And nothing is being done about it. Now you've got Kamala Harris, who won't go to the border. She went 9 miles away in El Paso. You got Biden, who is just campaigning in Arizona and in New Mexico. And I believe in Texas, never went anywhere near the border, 25 miles away from the border. When you ask the press secretary, she says, nobody's walking across the border. I mean, there's real human tragedy happening, right? And not just for the people on this side, the people that are being sex trafficked and human trafficked and they're drug traffickers, there is inhumane treatment for these people that nobody in Washington seems to care about.
No, and you look today in Normandy, just outside Eagle Pass today, there was migrants or illegal aliens coming across who weren't apprehended, and they're just walking on the highway, walking lost. That's where Border Patrol has to pick them up, and obviously Fox News is on the ground there so they can capture those images. But you don't, the president hasn't been down there. Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be the border czar, has yet to visit the border. And so I think when you talk to the voters, and when I talk to the voters every single day, they tell me, Kathy, why isn't the administration paying attention to this? Why are they allowing this? And that's why so many Democrats, I'm talking to Democrats, independents, Republicans, they're like, Kathy, this is outrageous. We need change in this district, and I'm voting Republican for you because they're sick and tired of its administration not paying attention to what's happening. You know what, Joe? These past couple of weeks, I've been meeting parents who have lost their children to fentanyl. I just met a father who lost his 24-year-old son who was a pilot to fentanyl. And it breaks my heart because there's no words that I can say to them that will bring back their child. But I did tell them that I will advocate and I'll be the biggest voice for them in Congress when we flip the seat tomorrow and I retire and fire Henry Cuellar.
CassieForCongress.com, CassyForCongress.com, Congress.com. You know, the fentanyl issue, it's so pervasive. Now suddenly it's different colors, could look like candy. Now suddenly it might be mixed in with marijuana. So those who are smoking pot, whether legally or not, depending on where they are, they might be smoking fentanyl as well. 110,000 dead Americans. you know, we talk about shootings, we talk about car accidents, we talk about fill-in-the-blank issue, but we're not talking about something that's killing 110,000 of us every year. How is that possible?
It's absolutely insane. You know, this mother that I met, her daughter was named Danica. She was she's from Selma and from the district, and she said her daughter was taking a sleeping aid pill. She thought it was a sleeping aid pill. Wow. And never woke up again. And the mom had to walk into her room because she wasn't answering the door, and she was gone. No parent should have to go through that. No parent. And you're right. Now this looks, it's mixed in sweet tarts. I mean, it comes in Whoppers. It looks just like candy. So now parents are frantic, about their children eating candy because they don't know if it's laced with anything. So we have a serious problem. We have a serious crisis leadership. We have a leadership crisis on the border. You know, Henry Cuellar, he's been there for 17 years. He's been in office since I've been in kindergarten since 1987. Crazy. And people are just frustrated. You know, we have the worst border crisis in our nation's history. We have skyrocketing inflation, and 4 out of the 9 counties in this district do not even have a doctor. So people are ready for a better way forward. And I'm, you know, the momentum on the ground is just unbelievable, Joe. I've met so many voters at Cassie. I've voted for Cuellar forever. Every cycle I've voted for Cuellar, but not the time I voted for you.
I love that. I think there are a lot of them out there. You know, I go to the gym and I look up at the TV screens and there are more attack ads on you that I don't even get it. I mean, there's one guy sitting there saying that you're taking away his Social Security or his Medicaid and you're looking to take, I don't know where they're getting it, but there's Henry Cuellar putting you in sort of a dark silhouette, like you're some sort of the evil has shown up on the border. How do you take that? I mean, you're a young, happening person. You've been in politics a long time, so you understand what goes along with it. But now as a candidate, I mean, they're just attacking you mercilessly. Does it bother you? Does it make you stronger? What does that do?
You know what? When I talk to voters, they tell me, you know what, Cass, I don't believe those lies. But there's a lot of people that do see that. They ask me, you know, the Republicans, they're like, are you going to take away my Social Security? And I have to tell them that I'm not going to, you know. Obviously, we need a better way forward for the district. But I want people to know, as we look forward to tomorrow's election night and we're making, you know, as people are going out to cast their votes, you know, I want them to know that I'm going to protect Social Security, and I'm always going to put the families ahead of political parties. And so I see those ads. It makes a lot of people mad. And just, you know, Joe, this is the 4th most expensive congressional House race in the country. 4th most expensive race.
It's not a district that's loaded full of money. So there's got to be a lot of outside money coming in trying to stop you from taking that seat.
Yeah, people are worried. You know, people say, you know, Henry Cuellar is the last moderate Democrat, last pro-life Democrat, the last Democrat that's about, you know, securing the border. But what I tell people every single day, that Henry Cuellar is just a slick politician. You know, he can go on Fox, he can go on TV and say whatever he wants. But when it really counts in the day, Joe, and to the people that are listening, he votes 95% of the time with Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
And right now he's under a criminal investigation for corruption.
And by the way,
he's in his office for a long time.
By the way, he's been there since 1987 and hasn't fixed it yet. Yeah. So, I don't, how many generations of people have to be born while Henry Cuellar is in office before he fixes it? I'm guessing at this point, Cass, I'm going to take a wild guess. He's not going to fix it, doesn't want to. And you're saying you will. You'll work hard to fix it.
I will work hard to fix it. You know, I want to work hard and represent the values of his district. Because at the end of the day, you know, Nancy Pelosi supports Henry Cuellar, but I'm sorry. The San Francisco values are not those of our South Texas values of faith, family, and freedom and hard work. And I'll tell you this too. I have made a pledge that I will never, as a member of Congress, will have nothing to do with Mexican drug cartels. And I will never take monies from cartel members.
Good.
And that's what Henry Cuellar has done. And I will never, ever do that. I think people are just tired of corruption. And people are just, they're ready for change. You know, and you look, President Biden hasn't been down the border, nor has Kamala Harris. But you know who was at the border today? President Bill Clinton was in Laredo today campaigning with Henry Cuellar.
That's desperate. No, that's that. When you're pulling out Bill Clinton, that's desperate. Hey, Cassie, we think the world of you. CassieForCongress.com. I want you to win tomorrow. I want you to take this home. I want you to go and represent that great district in Washington, D.C. and bring real representation, not for you, but for them, which is something I think Henry Cuellar forgot. Best of luck tomorrow. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your friendship. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to talk to some more candidates as we go. And in fact, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Kay Smythe, but we're working on Matt Gaetz. That'll probably be tomorrow. Carrie Lake looks good for tomorrow. We've got some others that we're going to make sure we bring in. The midterm is huge, and of course, we're all over it. So we're going to take a quick break here. Your thoughts about what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't hesitate. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, or go to joepags.com. Scroll down, click on contact, or hit me on any of the social media. We'll chat with you there. Coming back right after this. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Great to have you. I appreciate you stopping by. Bottom of the hour, another big one coming your way. It's going to be Kay Smythe. Great News with Kay on a Monday. We do talk a lot more about Elon Musk and his worldview, which interesting conversation yesterday on Twitter between Jack Dorsey, the guy that was one of the co-founders, and Elon Musk. That didn't make any sense to me. And Kay and I actually don't agree on it, which is interesting. So we'll get into that. We're working on all sorts of candidates for tomorrow. Tomorrow, John Cornyn, U.S. Senator, great state of Texas. Looks like Cruz, U.S. Senator as well. Carrie Lake running for governor. We're close to locking her in. Matt Gaetz possibly out of Florida. We're just going to do it.
I love it. Yep, the people will love it.
Just going to go nuts. Mm-hmm. It's going to go nuts. Just say, here's another one. Boom. Have a nice day.
Yep.
Because we've been leading up to this day for how long now? Oh, we might even get Tiffany Smiley working on that too from Washington. Why not?
Carrie, why
the hell not?
Yeah, do it. I say go for it. Yep.
Don't tell me to work more. Gosh.
Well, but you're doing it for the people. I know how much you love the people.
Oh, you're showing support. You're actually being supportive.
I'm trying to.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about all this extra paper money that's been printed in the last year. $9 trillion in 1 year. It's a fact. The dollar's losing value. I recommend you diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver. The only company I trust is Goldco. They earn a gold star in my book, and thousands of Americans agree with that. Goldco has placed over $1 billion in precious metals. So I'm here to ask you, can you continue to afford rising prices and the decline of the dollar? I urge you not to miss out on what could be one of the biggest gold and silver booms of our generation. That's why I want you to visit goldco.com/PAGS, goldco.com/PAGS. When you do, you're not only going to get the chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver, but as one of my listeners, you could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. Why wouldn't you check this out? Simply go to the website. Again, they made it for you because you listen to my program. That's why my name is in there. Goldco.com/PAGS. GOLDCO.com/PAGS. It's really, listen, it's worth it to go check this out, especially with the declining value of those dollars. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got about a minute for you, Zach. What's on your mind in Minnesota? Come on.
Hey, Joe. I just wanted to just check in ahead of the election tomorrow you know, if you touched on this or not much in the last week, but just how important the local races are, your city council, your mayor, your local district judges, school board. I'm actually running for school board here in Shakopee, Minnesota. But it's when you get to those folks on the ballot, there's not a Republican or Democrat next to their name. They're nonpartisan seats. And so it's really important to get to know who those people are and what they stand for.
Well, how do they do that, Zach? And I don't have a ton of time. Is there a centralized website to go check out these local races? I mean, that's the problem. Normally there isn't enough coverage and people go in and they vote for the person whose name they like.
I think, I don't know if there's like an easy spot for, like nationwide, but I know I was able to Google, download a sample ballot.
Okay.
And it gives you the names of all the people that are going to be on there. And then I guess you just have to do your own research.
All right. Well, Zach, I appreciate that. Good luck to you tomorrow. That's very good advice. You're going to want to look. The last thing you want to do is go into the voting booth and just start crossing off names that you think look cool. You go in there with some education. You go in there knowing what you want. You go in there knowing that you do or don't like the way that it is right now. And whether you want to get those people out, put new people in, or keep the people that you have. And you've got to do a little research. Sorry. But you have to. I keep it at Cray News with Kay on a Monday when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.